The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
The last hour has arrived on the show. Thanks for being here. It's been a busy one. A lot of recap of Big Ten Media Days today. And well, how come everybody else only has 1 day or 2 day Media Days and the SEC has 4? I don't know. Let's talk to Nathan in Chattanooga. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, oh, hey, Paul Feinbaum.
Thank you.
It is great to talk to you. It's just delightful.
Thank you very much.
Well, Paul, I grew up with you. I want to talk a little history and talk about you just a little bit. And then about Texas A&M and their recruiting class, maybe.
Of course.
But do you know where Altoona, Alabama is outside of Gadsden?
Yes. I know that area pretty well. Are we talking about Etowah County?
We are talking about Etowah County. I went to Etowah County High School.
You got it.
And I read your column in the newspaper. You were the best. I did not like it when you picked Auburn over Alabama. But you were routinely so right.
I appreciate you saying that because, and I know it's a sign of age when you run into fewer and fewer people who remember what I used to do. And that was an incredibly special time in my life, being a newspaper columnist. And there are days when I was reminded of it not too long ago with a bunch of other newspaper people who were celebrating the past. But thanks for remembering those good old days.
Well, let me say Jimmy Smothers, the Gadsden Times for the old days.
Well, Jimmy Smothers was absolutely, and I'm sure if you knew Jimmy, you know what I'm about to say. Not only was he an outstanding journalist and writer, probably as decent and nice a person as I have ever met.
I can believe it. I'm 72. Hey, I'm a retired doc, like your wife is a doc, just to mention it. So I know what you deal with a little bit, and I think it's good. But
how long did you practice, Nathan?
Oh, I did emergency medicine. I'm 72. I did retire in the early 2000s.
Okay.
The emergency department is a rigorous place, and I did it rigorously.
No, I've always wondered because I've never. I mean, obviously, I know a little bit about medicine from watching it up close, but I don't even know how to describe. I mean, people every job sounds, you know, being an air traffic controller or whatever. But I can't imagine an emergency medicine specialist when there's just seem like it's always chaos, or can be like that.
Paul, you're a sparkling mentality by me. I'll talk just a little bit about that after this. But what you draw out of people and what you think about, I'm just really impressed. But, yeah, the emergency medicine, well, all that I have to say about that is there is a system. And if you study and be sure that you know what you're doing, before you get in there, you know, you can really do a lot of good.
It's cliche, but it's life or death. And I've been there, from a family standpoint, my own family. And, when it goes well, it's a life-changing experience.
Paul, you're excellent. Just excellent. Yeah. That's right, and I know that.
I want my emergency when I'm in an ER. I want my doctor to be having a good day, not being worried about his favorite football team having just lost a game.
Well, I'd be in the emergency department sometimes when Bama was playing. I went to Bama and went to UAB, and got board certified in emergency medicine and so on. But I'm a Bama guy. It was a little bit harder. To be right on when Bama was losing and I was in the emergency department. That's a joke.
No, but, people, Nathan, I'm glad. I mean, we all get consumed by sports, but I will say this, true professionals, and I would, medical, whether you're a policeman, a medical doctor, whatever you're doing that takes that kind of concentration, as crazy as we are about sports, you are in there doing what you're trained to do. You're not worried what the time and down and distance is in the game. You may check on it when you're done, but you're in the middle of emergency surgery. You're letting that play on the outside.
Well, oh hell yes, Paul. That's right. I mean, this really dead serious. This is my little bitch on. She wants to talk to me. She wants to talk to you, baby. Coco, nope.
Hey, by the way, Nathan, what kind of dog you got there?
I got a little beautiful little Bichon Frise. He's about 17 pounds and big brown eyes and little brown nose, and she's beautiful. And
you tell that beautiful dog to shut up. We're trying to have a conversation.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, I don't know a dog owner in America that would dare tell their dog to be quiet, because that is verboten. Hey, listen, thank you so much for the call. It's a pleasure to connect with you.
Okay, it is, Paul. And hey, listen, I want to tell you just two things for you. I have always appreciated your warmth for people. You're caring about your callers, the coaches you talk to, and really have always appreciated that you're erudite, cerebral. You bring out the issues and the best out of people. And anyway, I dearly enjoy you, and I think a lot of you. And you go, Paul. You just keep on keeping on.
Well, Nathan, thank you very, very much, and you take care of yourself, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you. We go from a trained, certified emergency specialist to a board-certified paralegal down in New Orleans.
Paul, did you just tell Nathan to tell William from Maryville to shut up?
Hey, the next time by the way, Augie, if I just happen to find myself in New Orleans one day, where do I track you down? Are you in the city?
Paul. Sometimes I'm in the city, sometimes I'm not in the city. It just depends what time of day it is, what time of year it is. Do you think you're going to need my services if you're ever in town? Get wild when you come down?
Yeah, I got a problem I need to talk to you about, so I may have to come down and see you. I just want to make sure you're around. I don't want to knock on your door or your office and they say, Augie? Augie who?
No problem. We can take care of that.
Well, what I need, Augie, is I'm going to be involved in a court case, and I need a stenographer. So that's what I need to talk to you about.
Okay, no problem. I know quite a few. We can help you out there. But you're going to be in the city Saturday night, fine dining, Commander's Palace, Paul. You've been there, right?
I was in. I had New Year's Eve in Commander's Palace a couple years ago.
Wow, there you go. Pretty good.
I've told you this story, but maybe I haven't. It was the greatest eating day of my life. I had lunch at Galatoire's and dinner at Commander's Palace.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. Other than you could have had breakfast at Brennan's, right?
I have had that. Thank goodness. I mean, for those who don't follow New Orleans culinary, I probably ate enough that day, and I'm not that big of an eater, to gain 30 pounds, and I'm not exaggerating.
You look like a guy who, and I hear Big Swagoo, Marcus always talks, makes fun of your eating habits, but you look like a guy who's very picky. I just don't see you getting into South Louisiana cuisine. I mean, would you eat a crawfish?
I have, and I won't anymore.
You see, you're the kind of guy that looks to me not to want to do that. And I know some people from New Orleans, they don't like that. They won't eat raw oysters. Would you suck a raw oyster down?
Yes, I would.
Whoa, you surprised me. See, Paul?
There's something about the crawfish, but yeah, I happen to like oysters.
Wow. How do you like them best? Broiled, fried, or raw?
Oysters Bienville.
Those are great. Oysters Rockefeller.
I can't remember where I was. About a week ago, we had some oysters. I know where I was. I was with Joe Tessitore, the all-time foodie, and I'm sure he'll be mentioning it in the middle of a football game one night about how we were eating the oysters together in an Atlanta restaurant.
Well, to me, Louisiana oysters are the best because of the water. That brackish water from the Gulf of Mexico, the fresh water combined with the Mississippi River, I think it's got a great taste to it that only around South Louisiana can you get that taste. But, Paul, are you aware of the controversy surrounding Dale Brown now?
I am not.
So, you know, a few years ago they named the PMAC, the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. Oh, by the way, they unveiled Pete's statue. So now we've got Pete and Shaq outside of the Maravich Assembly Center. But they named the court the Dale Brown Court.
I do remember that.
Well, now they want to also call it the Dale Brown and Sue Gunther Court.
Oh, so after Sue Gunther. Yeah, okay. I know you're talking.
So there's a big controversy in Baton Rouge about that. And people are saying, well, you're taking away from Brown's legacy. And Brown commented on it, and he may say it didn't sound this way, but the way it really came out and people are interpreting is that he was taken aback by that. He was miffed by it. What do you say on this sort of thing?
Well, listen, I don't want to take anything away from Sue Gunther, but when you name something after somebody, that's what the name ought to be. Find something else to name after the other person.
I agree. This is sort of like the Soviet Union, where after the revolution, they start changing the names. But, so that's the latest controversy. And one more update on Brett Favre. It looks like the feds are going to investigate him and the former Mississippi governor. This thing is getting out of hand, Paul.
Which Mississippi governor are we talking about?
Not Tate Reeves. Well, Tate Reeves is getting his name thrown in, too, because you had him on the show, remember?
Yeah.
But this is Phil Bryant.
Oh, yeah, I know. The only reason I say that, I saw Haley Barbour not long ago. And
he's clean so far.
Yeah, no, well, no, Haley, let me say this about Haley, and I know I've gotten to know him moderately well. I was in D.C. at a group that he attends, and whatever he has done, they will never find it, okay?
No, they won't. He was a good fixture. It just seems like the more people that are associated with Brett Favre, their names are getting thrown.
Well,
through the dirt.
I will only say this. I don't know Brett that well. I've interviewed him a few times, and you probably have heard me mention. I know you get tired of me.
Golf.
It was another time that I talked to Brett Favre we're out of time. because I don't think I can, Augie, I don't think I can tell you anything you don't already know.
Oh, wow. Well, stay away from Brett, because you're going to be the next one investigated by the feds, Paul.
I am being investigated by the feds. we're breaking it right here. We'll take a break. More to come with Augie, the paralegal from the Big Easy.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Okay, we follow up the paralegal by going to our man in Montgomery. First time in a while. Hi, man.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
First off, congrats to Squirrel and his retirement. Well,
you've done what you've done longer, but you run your own shop, don't you?
Right. Yeah, I've been doing this 42 years now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, self-employed since 1980. I mean, that's a lot of motivation to get up every morning, get dressed, and go do something.
I mean, don't you ever, do you ever just say, you know what, I own the company, blanket, I'm taking the day off?
No.
Okay.
I've worked my entire life. I mean, I enjoy working. I'm not good for vacation after 3 or 4 days. I mean, I'm actually enjoy my job.
That's
unlike
fantastic.
So many disgruntled people like you. I don't get to take 2 weeks off and go straight Nick Saban out and then go up and hobnob with all the media folks all around the world.
Well, I said the other day that that's not happening anymore. The new me is going to be here every day. I'm not sure that's going to be accurate, but that's when I'm gone, there's usually a reason, though.
You know, Paul, the new you has better hours than Johnny Carson. And he was gone quite.
Johnny
a bit.
Worked like 2 days a week.
Maybe.
I am and going.
Then he cut the show by 30 minutes.
Listen to this. I am determined to try to get back to four day a week deal. I mean, whether it's Friday or Wednesday or Tuesday, I will try to be here 4 days a week from now on.
You know, there's a lot of talk about the expansion and the Big Ten and all these kind of things, and now they're talking 16 teams. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the way this has always worked, as long as you and I have been watching football, the season is part of the playoff. Your opponents, their strengths. We know who the big boys are and who the have-nots are, and we've seen the have-nots actually work their way into the picture.
Yes.
And you know, talking about 16 teams, really 12 is kind of overwhelming because we've never seen any more than 5 or 6 teams that are worthy of the conversation.
Never.
It's rare we see
never.
5 teams. And, you know, if they're going to do something, just go with 8. Give nobody a bye. Everybody plays. If we're going to have a playoff, I'm kind of sick of this bye week stuff. I don't care what you earned. I mean, everybody's in the playoff. Give everybody the equal opportunity. And kind of be done with it. You know, Paul, let me ask you this. When you're watching football, I mean, when I'm watching football on Saturday, I find it really hard because we know who all the big boys are around the conferences. I find it real hard to watch the second-tier teams in all the conferences but the SEC play. And, you know, I can sit down and enjoy the SEC teams because it feels like a different kind of football. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement, yes.
And when I have no interest in Arizona State or any of that stuff out. First off, it's too late. And then coming back across the middle, I don't want to. Occasionally, Illinois and Northwestern have something, you know, that kind of thing. The middle tiers in the ACC or whatever. But I can sit and watch all the SEC teams. Now, I do struggle with Vanderbilt sometimes, but at times Vanderbilt has been somewhat competitive. And you know, it was really good to know that the people out there making the medicines are really narrowing that down to some good stuff to where you can just have a good old jovial conversation with a few people. I find that interesting. That's some pretty powerful stuff. Where's the warm, Paul? You're not going to comment? I mean, you're so warm and kind and gentle. We're having a conversation here.
Warm and cerebral.
Yeah, cerebral. I like that term. I mean, but medicine has proven that it works really well on some people for a very short time. And the reason it only works for a very short time, because they built up an immunity because they've been taking that stuff for 70 years.
It took me a good day. I apologize. I was slow on that call. I didn't realize that my man had worked the entire call to take a shot at one of our favorite callers. Nick is in Florida. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great.
I wanted to talk about that Bruce Feldman interview.
Yeah.
One of the things about Notre Dame and going to the Big Ten, I mean, that's a guy, Bruce Feldman, that gets paid for a living to kind of analyze and strategize about this. And the best argument that he could come up with for Notre Dame to the Big Ten was geography and that old trite, the academics.
Better cultural fit with the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what that means. That's code for, you know, academics.
Well, you know what it really is? I mean, I'm not saying Bruce, but it's a put down. It's like the Southern schools are just, we just have a bunch of morons down at Vanderbilt and LSU and A&M and Alabama and Auburn and Kentucky and Florida. I mean, I think people don't understand that these are really outstanding academic institutions. And
well, Paul, there's one. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts.
I mean, there's one school in the Big Ten that ranks higher than Vanderbilt, and it's Northwestern. And we know pretty much how they, you know, what kind of product they put on the field. You know, there's a real estate adage.
Hey,
Paul,
did I miss something, Nick, though? Did I miss where Nebraska is now an Ivy League school?
Nebraska is certainly – they can't spell Ivy League there in Lincoln.
I mean, I've been to Nebraska. I mean, basically, I think are corn and cows.
Are they still in? Are they in the Big Ten now? Aren't they? So who knew?
Sure.
It's like, you know, Paul. Like a direct flight from Indianapolis to Tampa is an hour and 55 minutes. So geography is, you know, out the window. Now let's go academics. Academics, like I said, one school ranks higher than Vanderbilt. If the SEC went and threw in UNC, it's basically a wash.
Yeah.
Now, if you're Notre Dame, if you're Notre Dame and you want to be stuck in the last 100 years of the past, or you want to be in the 100 years of the future, you're going to look at the demographics, the endowment.
But Nick, I have to go to the break here. But think about this: Notre Dame's had all this time to join the Big Ten. Why haven't they? Because they don't want to be there. We'll take a short break. More to come, final 30 minutes.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And welcome back. Jim is up next here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Well, as you well know, bad habits are hard to break. But, you know, your Montgomery monkey, who always, you know, Paul, I'm going to tell you something. I've been intrigued about his motive. I know it started when I first got on the show and he came after me the first day. It's all about hatred for Alabama. Then it was hatred for me because you, you gave me a lot of acclaim that day and that week and that month, and, you know, on, and then go to the book and what you said in the book. And, you know, he likes to claim he's a regular guy, just a nobody regular guy. He just nothing to him. He tells everybody, I'm just a regular guy. But you know what? I figured out why he hates me so much. And that's the bottom line. As you will, I'm sapient enough to know it's pure hatred. He hates me because when we did talk on the phone, I guess 10, 11 years ago, you're right, maybe a little bit longer, or 10, 11, about 10 years ago, and we talked frequently. I mean, wasn't any late night calls. I'd call him after the show. He'd call me. We talked, had some good talks, you know, that we were getting along. And he said, I want to eat with you. I want to buy you dinner. I'm going to be in Tuscaloosa. Well, here's the bottom line truth, Paul. I knew I didn't want to be around that redneck other than these telephone calls. Does that make any sense? That's the truth. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all have the prerogative to associate.
Absolutely.
And by the way, Jim, let me assure you, I've had a couple of meals with him.
Yeah, I know. You and Larry from Shelby
I have eaten with I-Man once with Daryl. I'm sure he's been to that Christmas deal. And then another time with Larry from Shelby. And you know, I get paid to talk, right? When you're having lunch, can you imagine a lunch with I-Man and Daryl? I don't think I said a word.
And how about add AC in that? Now I like Daryl. I don't get Daryl.
But I understand you're not going to get a word in, though. That's all I'm saying.
No, yeah. But add AC. Get AC. See if you can get AC and iMonkey together. That would be. Now you're talking about television stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
How about the hidden camera?
That'd be entertaining.
Hidden camera on that. But anyway, but I know
even,
the guy
even
hates
with
my
Larry and I think it was Phyllis. I can't remember. And Jerome, nobody could get a word in, including the guy from the Comedy Central. I-Man talked over everybody.
Well, that's typical of him, isn't it?
I mean,
he thinks he knows everything. Air conditioner is his least sapient subject. I mean, he knows everything, you know. But we know, and I know, and I know you know, it's hatred that motivates him toward me.
No. Jim, I'm embarrassed because I was almost toward the very last moment of that call before I realized what the purpose of it was.
I knew it. I knew the media. I opened his mouth about medicine. I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah,
and by the way, I'm glad you remind me. I went to a psychiatrist when I was 9 years old, and he prescribed me some sedatives because I was having a lot of anxious minutes. And of course, I got over them. Thank the Lord.
Sure.
But I never, Paul, I knew that. I never took any kind of medicine or that type of stuff to calm my nerves, and I might have needed it, but I never have taken it because I know how bad that stuff is. And my daddy hated, he didn't even like to take a beta aspirin, and I'm just like my daddy. Leave the medication off unless you just, I'll take aspirins when I've been really hurting, you know, pain.
Yeah, sure. By the way, that's what doctors think you should. I've had my wife say, why don't you take some Advil? I'm like, nah, I don't want to, you know. She said, are you out of your mind? I said, well, probably. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Jim. Let's go to Squirrel next.
You know, I'm like Switzerland. I'm neutral. And now that I'm retired, my new goal is to bring Jim and I-Man together.
By the way, congratulations again.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And I'll say one thing on their little skirmish. You know, knowing both of them and speaking with both of them, I-Man does not hate Jim. He may have an issue with him, but I'll honestly say I do not think he hates Jim. And why would you hate somebody, you know, a caller on his show? Even AC. And speaking of that Jersey Shore reject, I've got one for you, Paul. You know why they call New Jersey the Garden State?
I do not.
Because the toxic waste dump site state won't fit on a car tag.
That's funny.
Yeah. But I would be more pissed at him if I could understand him. I don't know if it's him or if it's his Dollar General phone or what it is, but he said something interesting. He said on Friday he was going to provide some information that was going to break up mine and Jim's friendship.
Yeah.
To something like that, I say, why wait till Friday for one thing? I mean, if he had something, go ahead and bring it. I mean, who's to say Friday will even be here? You know what I mean? I mean,
that's a great point.
Yeah, so why save it till Friday? It's not like, you know, he's, you know, teasing, you know, putting a teaser out there. But I don't know. Like I said, I wondered when you was going to unleash the hounds on the clown, especially when he started getting personal with you, because you never screw with the guy with the microphone. I mean, that's rule number one. You guys
know me pretty well. I mean, I'm not looking to get into a brawl with a guy from Asbury Park, okay? But
you'd be punching down at him, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, and I try not to do that.
With a mouse.
And by the way, I've done that before on the show, and I made a vow never to do it again. And
But years ago, you used to be pretty rough on callers. But now you were like a cat batting a little to the mouse around between your paws, and AC was too stupid to realize it. That was what was so funny about the call.
But I did it for really all those who don't have the ability to do that.
To me, AC crossed the line. Well, I just basically been ignoring him. I mean, when you're walking through the jungle, you can't just stop and pay attention to every monkey that's up in the tree chattering.
No.
You know, you'll never get where you're going. So, you know, I just been ignoring
him. Hey,
so
tell me this. What's the first week of retirement like?
Well, I don't actually retire till Friday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Friday's
one.
Yeah,
is there anything special planned Friday at the? Well, you said retired. You're the one that.
Man, I've been kind of in a retirement mode for the past 6 or 8 months, to be honest with you. So it's not going to be a whole lot of change. My oldest son, who you met up in Starkville a time or two, he's my partner actually. So I'm just kind of turning everything over to him, and just stepping aside. You know what I mean?
Will you have a consulting contract?
Yes, I do, actually.
Of course. I mean, how did I know that? I don't know why I was able to figure that one out.
I've got my something going with my number one account.
Okay.
So I'm covering all my bases, but I appreciate you looking out for me.
Well, I was worried about you, Squirrel. Obviously, Squirrel will not be missing any meals now that he is feeding off the industry. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.